talk to folks who burglarize for a living and folks who rob for a living, and they will tell you that they will avoid the homes where they know that the homeowners are armed. The other interesting one is a large dog. But, you know, if you have some way of defending yourself, you are going to be in a better situation. You will not be targeted by these violent criminals. And so, absolutely, in my experience as a prosecutor, gun control doesn't work. And if anything, we should be teaching people how to safely use guns, not mandating, but teaching how to safely use guns and encouraging people to defend themselves. In my home, Ross, and I'm sure the same is true in your home, I'm the first responder. It's not the police.
No doubt. Absolutely the same in my home. I live quite far from the nearest help. You know, when that whole, you know, when seconds count, police are minutes away, is absolutely true where I live. And I, that's not an insult to the police. I just live in kind of a rural area, and I'm not that close to the police station.
Right.
So, and Ken, the last question on this issue, I mean, do you think that this topic, guns, will be an issue in the campaign? Do you intend to make it an issue in the campaign?
I think all issues that United States senators deal with are going to be discussed in the campaign. The reason why this issue is important is we have recall elections in Colorado Springs and Pueblo. We have a very energized base of conservatives there who are well organized, and though that excitement and that organization will spill over into 2014 and help, I think, all of the candidates on the tickets in those two towns.
All right, look, we're talking with Ken Buck, the Weld County District Attorney. He's going to be running for U.S. Senate. Got to hit a break here. When we come back, Ken, I want to ask you what lessons you learned from the last time around that you think might accrue to your benefit now that you're doing it again. Stay with us, and please feel free. Give us a call, 303-713-8255, 713-TALK, if you want to ask Ken a question yourself. We'll be right back after these brief words. Talk Radio 630 KHOW. Welcome back to the show. My name is Ross Kaminsky. You're listening to Talk Radio 630 KHOW. Our guest on our VIP line, Ken Buck, Weld County District Attorney, who will be running again for the U.S. Senate, this time aiming to unseat Mark Udall versus Michael Bennett the previous time. And you know what, Ken and I interviewed Ken and spoke with him quite a bit before the last time around, and Ken knows that there were a couple things that happened in the previous election cycle where I was a little critical of what happened. But you know what? What I want to ask you about, Ken, rather than dwelling on any sort of criticism, is you must have learned a lot, from the things that you did wrong and the things that you did right last time. And if we could just take a minute or two. And again, I'm not trying to focus on anything negative. I'm trying to focus on, you know, there are some things that happened last time that weren't great, and you probably feel like if some things had been a little different, you could have won last time. What lessons have you learned that you're going to bring to this campaign?
You know, Ross, I've had a few years to reflect on that question because I knew that in my heart, I wanted to make a difference in this country, and I didn't know specifically when I would announce what I would announce, but I knew that I still had the fire in my belly to make a difference, and so I have reflected on that. And I think the key is to stick to the issues that are in the U.S. Senate. The bottom line here is: are people better off now than 16 years ago when Mark Udall got into Congress? And I think the overwhelming answer is no. And those are the issues that I need to focus on, and that my campaign needs to focus on, and that we need to keep the voters focused on. And as much as possible, I'm going to focus on the issues, some of which we've talked about: the fiscal issues, the spending, the deficit, the regulation of government. But when we start going down these other paths, it's exactly where Mark Udall wants to take this debate, because he doesn't want to run on his record. He doesn't want to talk about being a rubber stamp for the Obama administration and Harry Reid.
So, you know, one of the things that we knew that the Democrats would try to do to you last time, and we know that they will try to do to you this time, is to say Ken Buck is extreme. And they'll have this or that example or whatever. And look, I know you can. I know you've got strong principles and you've got strong views. And you and I don't agree on everything. But there's nowhere that I see you as extreme, even where you and I don't agree. But that's what they're going to come at you with. So what's your best defense against that?
Well, one, Ross, the people that have looked into my background and my service to the public know that. But not everybody takes the time to do that before an election. A lot of people are overwhelmed by material in the last few weeks of an election cycle. They vote based on that material. My job is to get as much of my story out as early as possible to inform voters about how a strong district attorney and the character traits of a strong district attorney will be exactly what we need in Washington, D.C., will be exactly the kind of person that will stand up and do the right thing, regardless of party affiliation, regardless of the issue, regardless, frankly, of the effect on future employment or wealth or whatever. I've never looked at a criminal case and said, I wonder if this is going to help me get reelected, or is this going to hurt me, or can I make more money off of this case? When I look at a case, when prosecutors look at a case, we simply want to do justice. And that's the attitude that I take to Washington, D.C., and it's what I need to make sure voters know early on in this situation.
We're speaking with Ken Buck, Weld County DA, who will be running, is running for the U.S. Senate. Ken, me asking you this question, can I count on you, Ken Buck, that if you get in the U.S. Senate and there is some vote that you think should go, you want to vote yes, and Senate leadership asks you to vote no, can I count on you to vote yes? Can I count on you to vote your conscience?
Oh, you absolutely can. I have to tell you, I think that's a huge problem in Washington, D.C., and I'm not just talking about bipartisanship. I'm talking about people that are doing the right thing, regardless of special interest group, regardless of their future. One of the biggest challenges I think we face, and it's one of the reasons why I'm in favor of term limiting our public officials in Washington, D.C., is that they as soon as they get to Washington, D.C., they start running for reelection. They start raising money. They start kowtowing to the interest groups in D.C., and it's absolutely wrong. And I will be a vote that will be very consistent on my principles and representing Colorado values in D.C. And it's going to be very hard to put me in a cubbyhole when it comes to my voting record.
I hope that's right. I'm up against a hard break, Ken, so just do us a quick favor. Tell our listeners where they can go online to learn more about your positions on issues and your candidacy and all of that. And
sure, we're just getting up and running right now, but our website is buckforcolorado.com, and that's BUCKFOR Colorado.